Track 6 and back to the news. Fireworks display at risk over council funding. A popular free bonfire night fireworks event could be in jeopardy after neighbouring councils failed to come to agreement over its future. Sheldon Bonfire Night Fireworks has previously been jointly funded by Sheldon Parish Council and Tynmouth Town Council. But disagreements over last year's event and further consideration of the logistics have put its future in doubt. Parish councillors in Sheldon have vowed to do all we can to continue the November fireworks after Tynmouth Town Council decided to withdraw its support. Councillors in Tynmouth say they considered the event at length. Councillor Kate Williams explained, "It is not a decision we have taken lightly, but just because we could do something doesn't mean we should. We are not saying that the community won't have fireworks, but we are trying to bring in new events and activities to the town. We are not being difficult, but trying something new and to take back an element of control. Last year we received a backlash over this, so we went ahead and there were problems. From Tynmouth's perspective, we don't have any control over the arrangements, our traders don't benefit at all, and it is very difficult for our council and staff logistically, and it is time-consuming." Sheldon Parish Council made the announcement that Tynmouth Town Council decided to withdraw all support for our long-standing joint community event. But councillors in Sheldon said the hugely popular event attracted large crowds of residents and visitors, so it is determined to do all it can to continue on its own. The spokesman said, "This is the only free-to-attend traditional bonfire and firework event held anywhere locally, an event we have kept purposely free so that all families can attend, whatever their financial circumstances." The withdrawal of Tynmouth's financial and logistical support, however, has put the future of the event in significant jeopardy, and we now need to fully review whether it will be possible to hold a 2026 Sheldon Bonfire and Fireworks.
Residents across the region have expressed clear support for Devon and Cornwall Police continuing as a single force, according to the results of a recent survey. The Police and Crime Commissioner's 2026 Your Safety, Your Say survey, which launched in December 2025, received 1,533 responses between December the 11th and January the 12th, an 18% increase on the same period the previous year, and well above the sample size required for statistical significant results. The survey remains active online for people to submit their views, but initial results have been collated to help set the policing part of the council tax. In November, the government announced that the police and crime commissioners will not be replaced when their current terms of office end in May 2028. The government is expected to announce further policing reforms, and it's been reported that this could include police force mergers. When asked about the possibility of police force mergers, 66% of survey respondents said they would like Devon and Cornwall Police to continue in its current form. Nearly 18% of people expressed a preference for a South West regional force merging five forces. Comments from respondents showed a range of views, but many emphasised the importance of service quality. Alongside views on force structure, the survey explored public confidence in policing. Confidence in Devon and Cornwall Police appears to have increased year on year. People continue to report high levels of confidence in local policing than in policing across the UK as a whole. Antisocial behaviour was identified as the top issue residents want the police to tackle, followed by drugs, people carrying weapons, dangerous driving, and shoplifting. The survey also highlighted strong public support for increased funding to tackle violence against women and girls. Commissioner Alison Hernandez said, "I would like to thank everyone who has filled out our survey. It is reassuring to see my priorities continue to be aligned with the things that matter the most to people. The findings of the annual survey will help inform future decisions on policing priorities, ensuring that public views continue to shape policing across Devon and Cornwall. It is a statutory requirement that the Commissioner carries out a survey every year as part of the process to set the police part of the council tax."
Paralympian David inspires school pupils. Paralympian David Hill paid an inspiring visit to a Teignbridge primary school. Pupils at Rydon Primary in Kingsdainton got the chance to meet the athlete who told them his inspiring story. Born without a forearm, David began swimming as a child by the sea and went on to become Team GB's youngest athlete to reach the 100-metre backstroke final at the 2004 Athens Paralympics. A swimmer up to the London 2012, David changes sports to take part in the para triathlon, which combines swimming, cycling and running. He went on to compete again in the 2016 Paralympics in Rio. For the Rydon Primary children, the day began with energetic fitness circuits supported by the school's sports leaders before coming together for assembly. During the assembly, David shared his powerful personal story, speaking about resilience, determination, and the importance of believing in yourself. The school also tied into the visit also tied into the school's ongoing fundraising efforts for the Great Athletes Programme, which arranged for David to attend. The programme helps children become more physically active by bringing top athletes, world champion Olympians and Paralympians into primary schools all over the UK to run inspiring events. So far, the Rydon primary community has raised more than £3,000, which will go towards sports equipment for the school. A school spokesman said, "Rydon Primary School would like to extend a huge thank you to David Hill, the sports leaders and the entire school community for making the day so memorable and impactful." Danny Brown, head teacher at Rydon Primary School, said, "It was wonderful to see our pupils so engaged and inspired by David's story. The day combined fitness, fun and learning in a way that really motivated our children to believe in themselves and their abilities. We are incredibly grateful for everyone who has supported our fundraising so far." Matthew Shanks, CEO at Education South West, said, "Visits like David's are a fantastic reminder of the power of resilience, determination and teamwork. Our schools aim to provide experiences that inspire young people to reach their potential." Number of dog abductions last year revealed. The number of dog abduction offences recorded last year in Devon and Cornwall has been revealed by a Freedom of Information FOI request. 24 offences under the Pet Abduction Act 24 were recorded by Devon and Cornwall Police in 25, and the FOI request shows. The Pet Abduction Act created specific offences for dog and cat abduction in England. Under the Act, anyone found guilty of stealing a pet will face up to 5 years in prison, a fine, or both. Evidence from the Pet Theft Task Force suggests around 2,000 dog theft crimes were reported to police in 2020. With an estimated 28% of UK adults owning a dog, theft is a major concern to the public.